Shabbos, everyone. Shabbat Shalom. One of the trademarks of Mekor is that we try our best to not wade into politics. Every election season, I've been asked why I don't make any mention of the issues or the candidates. Well, you may have heard the maxim that the two most divisive issues in life are religion and politics. My feeling is if you bring them together in the same arena, that is a recipe for trouble. I joke about it, but there's a great deal of truth in that advice. We are fortunate to live in America, where the government may not prevent us from expressing ourselves freely, but I see no point of alienating people within our shul community who have legitimate disagreements. I think it is usually counterproductive for religious leaders to get involved. Nonetheless, I have heard numerous comments during this election season, and one frequent remark is that you are not simply voting for one candidate, you are voting against the other one. Many who take this perspective seem convinced that if the other person is elected, the world will end. This notion is held by some voters on both sides of the aisle. If we do talk politics in shul, the one thing we should get straight is that the future of the world does not depend on who becomes president of the United States. No question, our leaders have significant impact on many aspects of our lives. But in the big picture, the future is ultimately dependent on God. As the verse of Mishlei states, Lev Melachim B'yad Hashem, the heart of kings are in God's hands. Leaders cannot really control the destiny of millions of people. God does not relinquish control of a nation's destiny to the whims of a ruler. Our political leaders can only control so much. The rest is left to God to handle. I think that is the message of Vayera, which ends with the dramatic episode of the Akedat Yitzchak, the binding of Yitzchak. One of the famous questions that I discuss in my book on the High Holidays is why God commanded Avram to commit an act that seems to defy decency and logic. We cannot say, as some try to argue, that Avram made a mistake. After all, it's one of the major events in Jewish history. I think the fundamental lesson of the Akedah is for us to accept the undeniable fact that this world can be a terrible place, often full of hardship and sorrow. At the same time, we must remember that what happens in this world is not the end game. The truth extends beyond this world, and the ultimate truth is that God is eternal and good. That is what Avram expressed. He believed wholeheartedly in the goodness of God, and so we knew there would be a favorable outcome, even while their fate looked bleak. I think our parsha is trying to tell us, particularly during this week, that when it comes to politics, as in every other sphere of life, God is still in charge. It is human nature to feel stressed by our lack of control during heated elections, because we care about the issues, as we should. But we can alleviate our stress by taking the long-term perspective. God will determine our destiny. And though we may not be able to fathom how, we can be certain that whatever happens now will be for the best. Shabbat Shalom. Mm-hmm.